Do you suffer from decision fatigue as a traveler? Is your inner critic super loud, and would you wish you could tame those inner dialogues? Do you want more freedom? Freedom from stress, mental freedom. And are you curious about human design? Well, perhaps the Hexagon of Freedom, my coaching program, might be something for you. I have been on a journey to create a stress-free life since 2016. For me, becoming a digital nomad was part of that journey, and I have been combining work and travel since 2018. Being a location-independent entrepreneur with a home base and combining travel and work was my goal for so long. But I had to learn the hard way that listening to your body is perhaps the most important in this journey. Fast travel, decision fatigue, overwhelm, I've experienced it all. With so much freedom, it was really hard to make choices. Until I came to a full stop and human design came on my path. I started to unpack my inner backpack in that sense. One by one, I looked at certain aspects of my mindset. I observed my behavior. I uncovered my baggage. And became really aware of my pitfalls and worked on transforming my mindset so that certain triggers didn't trigger me anymore. I learned some tools to tame my inner critic, and I also worked on my muddy mindset, which as an entrepreneur is really important because the shift from being somebody who's in a corporate job environment and becoming a digital nomad is such a different journey also from a money mindset perspective. But the biggest lesson for me was to learn to trust my body again, especially in decision making. There is so much value stored in our bodies, and our bodies really have a lot to tell us if we learn to listen to it and not just make decisions with the mind. It really was a journey of personal development, and I learned some valuable lessons here. So if you want to work on your personal development and unpack your inner backpack, I've bundled my knowledge and experiences in my coaching program, The Hexagon of Freedom. If you want to get an idea of how The Hexagon of Freedom is structured, then this is the episode for you. In this behind-the-scenes episode, I explain what kind of topics I dive into with my coaching clients. The Hexagon of Freedom is an online course and a hybrid coaching program for aspiring digital nomads and nomads who want to create even more freedom in their life. Because we're unpacking the inner backpack in this coaching program, freedom is about creating a lifestyle-first business, and human design can be a great tool to use in this process. So with a combination of one-on-one sessions, group coaching, and an online course, you will get the tools to start unpack your inner backpack. We dive into the elements of the human design system and your chart, and then look at the practical application in your life and your business. So first, we have the personal birth chart and the human design 101 session. Then we're going to look at, okay, the basics of human design. What are neutrinos? Why is your birth chart constructed based on two dates? Is your birth date and your design date? How would you read your human design chart? Because then you kind of get a little bit more sense of all the triangles and the red and the black and all the little elements there. Then we dive into your pitfalls of your open and undefined centers. And we're going to work with affirmations here because people tend to forget that if I talk about definition, like, oh, you have 19 gates defined and you have 5 centers defined. But that doesn't mean that you don't have the rest, right? You have everything in the chart. One thing is consistent, so everything that's defined is consistent. And everything that's not defined, you still have, but it's open, right? It's fluid, and that's where a lot of your conditioning is. We're talking about conditioning and deconditioning. Why should you want to decondition? And how would you do that? We're also going to look at each other's charts, because these insights from a practical point of view and practical examples from daily life can give you a lot of insights about how other people operate, but also maybe you have similar things and they say something to you about an experience that they shared, which make you think a little bit more. So the next time when you encounter the same situation or a similar situation, then you become more aware of it. Because that's the whole process, right? It's an awareness process. I will definitely ask you to grab a journal, and especially as a digital nomad, I know we don't have a lot of luggage. You can also do it digitally, but it's basically about observing what's happening inside of your body and inside of your mind, right? Because that is something that really helps you if you look back into your journey. Do I see some patterns here? Anyway, what we are going to do is look at these limiting beliefs. We're going to really dive into the inner critic piece. We're going to look at the limiting beliefs, about core beliefs, and try to uncover why you do what you do, or why you basically act from fear and not from trust, because that's what happens with your inner critic, right? It's all based on fear, whereas here with human design, we are learning to trust the process. We're kind of leaning back. We're going to be less doing and more being. And yeah, that's scary, but that trust the process, that's something that we're going to work on. If we kind of got the personal stuff down, then we're going to kind of use these elements from your human design chart. And we're going to look at, okay, how do you want your life to look like? Like, do you aspire to be a digital nomad? Do you aspire to be a location independent? Do you just want to have more freedom? Are you looking for more freedom in your life? And how can you install that more freedom part in your life? And that could be time freedom, that could be financial freedom, that could be location freedom, but also mental freedom, right? That's the whole inner critic piece. But with lifestyle design, we can really curate, okay, how can we craft our lifestyles? Because what I teach is lifestyle first, and then mold your business around it, because it's your ideal life, right? You don't have to live up to other people's expectations anymore. That's the freedom that you're choosing. So let's look at lifestyle first and then business around that. The next part that we're going to dive into, and this is a framework that I created, it's called the Hexagon of Freedom. And we're also going to look at money makers in your design. So, because if you want to sustain yourself down the longer path, you need money to survive in this day and age. So how do we look at money makers in your design? There are money gate, there are money channels. There's a whole thing about profit potential. But yeah, there's a lot of clues in your chart that you can use to understand how you make money. And we're going to look at marketing by design. So marketing by design, I have a lot of experience in the marketing department, but it's really all about how do you attract your ideal clients, like on a natural way? How can you do authentic marketing? How can you put the personal and personal branding? And how can you work with your profile lines to kind of take on that role and act from a natural position to do your marketing strategy? What is right? What is something that you can experiment with? And again, there are no right or wrong answers here. It's all about experimentation, because you are the only one that can say to me, or based on your experimentations, if it works or not, can give you the guidelines. But you are the sum of your parts, especially when we dive into little elements like profile, or we dive into a center. I mean, we're zooming into one little aspect, but then you need to zoom out again and learn how to zoom out again, because you are everything, right? You are your profile, your definition, you are your type, you are your strategy, you are your channels. So that combination of you, it's always very personal, right? So we create a personal marketing strategy, because you can follow everybody else's strategy. But yeah, does it work for you? And one of the really fun parts is the environment variable. So it's a very deep layer. It also becomes a little bit more relevant if you're 30 plus years. So you grow into it. Yeah, it has to do with your Saturn return. So yeah, it becomes more and more and more important later in life. But it's really interesting to look at that variable of the environment and then see what kind of destinations, location-independent destinations, are a good fit for that. And how can you basically do your travel planning and figure out, okay, what works for me? What kind of locations do I want to be in? And again, let's experiment with that, right? And also, of course, you get access to my knowledge about being a location independent entrepreneur for the last 5 years. I can give you a lot of insights about the digital nomad life. So that's just an added bonus, right? You get access to me. And also what I really think is going to be a wonderful addition to this program, which is both online and the online Zoom sessions, but also it's about, again, that community, right? So I have a system, a matchmaking system, that I look at various elements in your chart and I actually create a human design body system in my program. Because based on certain elements in your chart, I can kind of see where those connections or where I think that that would be an interesting combination to have that body system in place. So yeah, that's kind of like what I am envisioning and why I created this program, what I try to achieve with it. It's about embodiment, it's about coaching, it's about community, it's about commitment, and it's about digital nomad life. If this resonates with you, then yeah, on my website, you can always book a matching call with me if you want to know a little bit more. And if you want to get to know me first, then book an appointment in. It's going to be a really nice addition to whatever is out there in the online space for digital nomads and about that process of how can I use that travel mindset piece. It's both for aspiring digital nomads as people who are already living this lifestyle, because they will encounter at some point in their journey, hey, I can be in all these great locations, but if I don't deal with my inner backpack, that will make this journey harder. Whereas if I learn to unload this inner backpack, then yeah, we're going to enjoy our lives more, right? Because it's freedom. It's freedom on all levels, not just time and money freedom and location freedom, but freedom from stress, from anxiety, from that mental stress that we put ourselves on. Because yeah, no matter where we go, we always take ourselves with us, right? If this resonates with you, I would love to connect with you about it. And I wish you a very happy rest of your day.